Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are on LA Talk Radio. The call-in number is 323-203-0815 if you want to hop in the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. Speaking of which, Dr. Allen, you're live on the air.
Good. I like that. I'm ready to work and help.
All right. Well, I have information from a wonderful Ronan at the switchboard that we have a caller. So I think it'll be great. Let's start the show.
Good.
All right. Getting our first caller for us right now. Very exciting caller. You are live on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
I called last week. I got in an argument with my boyfriend, and basically what you said was that I put him before. I loved him more than I loved myself. since then, it's been, I guess, about a week, and we have not spoken. You told me last week that he has 8 weeks. I reached out to him on Father's Day and just said, Happy Father's Day. But I guess my question is, I'm moving out on the 1st, and I have a number of his things here. I just feel very uncomfortable that we haven't, like, had a breakup talk because he just went away. And
have you written him a hi-bye letter?
No, but I thought I needed to wait it out.
Oh, you mean the 8 weeks to see if he'll return? What was the reason that he left?
I had a business commitment, and he asked me to watch his son so that he could go golfing.
Oh, that's you. I got it. I got it. Okay, yeah. So we've gone over that. So he didn't feel respected.
I guess, yeah.
Well, your situation took over more than being his associate co-parent.
Mm-hmm.
When men marry, they first may love the woman they're married to, but whether she's a good woman or not, once they have babies, even men's chemistry changes. They become very impacted physiologically by loving their children.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're talking about from last week to this week is you're waiting for him to forgive you and let you out of the doghouse.
Yes.
But you've already... Did you make an amends to him? You didn't make a mistake. You simply didn't put him ahead of your business thing.
I did bring my son along, and he... So really what happened was you told me last week that I was mothering my boyfriend because I put him before I put myself.
Okay, but you took your son? I didn't know you had one. Did you take your son to the business event?
I took his son to an appointment, and he sat in the car, and he was angry at me for letting him sit in the car while it was running.
Oh, let the boy sit in the car while it was running?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he almost had a lawsuit against you for child abuse or child neglect.
Well, he did give me permission to do that because I was just running into a house and the car was right out front. It's just that I had to answer some questions. He ended up just telling me that what you did is
you bumped into his father versus husband, even if you're not married yet. You put your priorities in the wrong place.
Yes, I did.
But did you make an amends for it?
When we got into an argument about it, I did say that was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. In the moment, it was kind of heated because I do have a 2-year-old, so we have been acting as a family, the four of us, and he started
to tell me. Is it his 2-year-old?
No,
he's not the father. You just have a child 2 years old. Okay. What I'm hearing is that basically it scared him half to death what you did, and the fact that he gave you permission to do it before didn't help.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm in support of you waiting for him to forgive you, and that may take 8 weeks.
Okay.
You've already you made a mistake. You already admitted that.
In the argument, I did. Not after he left. I didn't reach back out to him.
But did you end up with bad feelings between you?
Yes. Like we got into it about other things, like with my son and how he thinks I'm a relaxed parent. He said that I'm too relaxed for him and he doesn't like disciplining my son. And so I felt very threatened. So when we stopped the conversation, we just rolled over on the other side of the bed. We didn't speak the rest of the night. And then he left my house the next day. And that was over a week ago. And we haven't talked since.
Okay. All right. Then I advise you to write a hi-bye letter if he doesn't come back. Are you willing to write a letter now?
Right now, I don't feel like he's cherishing me.
Maybe you don't want him anymore. Do you? Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
He's caught between loving his child, loving your child, and loving you. He's in a decision mess. Okay. Do you want to terminate him and write the letter to terminate him? Or do you want to write the letter to share your feelings about losing him?
I'm not ready to write the letter yet.
Okay. I want you to have this. Do you know how to write the letter?
Yes.
You know the first paragraph. I'm just doing this for anybody that's listening. A hi-bye letter is to be written when either you made a mistake with your partner or they made a mistake with you, and you're doing perhaps an 8-week separation to distill the feelings to make the big decision whether to keep or not keep the relationship. So this is a letter to build a bridge or to burn a bridge down. Do you understand that? Okay, so the first paragraph of either letter is the things you liked about him from the time you met him. Are you writing notes?
Yes.
Okay, so I like that. I knew you were, so I was. Okay, the second paragraph is the pain of the decision between taking his son or taking him, or taking both, or not taking either one. The pain of all the things that came up in that bad discussion. Do you remember any of them?
Yes.
Would you please point them out one after another.
Mm-hmm.
As the painful part of what's going through. I don't want to lose you and our family. Is that a true statement? Or is it the truth when you say, I cannot live in a family like this where we don't work through things?
Mm.
You see the two, one is to pull him back and the other one is to let him go. And you're not going to decide that until you decide it.
Okay.
The fourth paragraph is, I want to be, are you mated? Are you engaged? Or what status?
We're not engaged. We're just in a committed relationship.
Okay, your boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
In the letter, you'll write, I want to be with the man that loves me enough to work through painful situations.
Okay.
You see? That's the mm-hmm. fourth paragraph.
Okay.
I hope you're willing to respond to this letter and talk about it, not fight.
Okay.
And the last paragraph is for either letter, the one that says come back or the one that says goodbye. It's thank you for reading this letter. I've told you my truth. And mm-hmm. I wish the best for us, with or without each other.
Okay.
You see? Now, what I want you to do is I want you to write your letter sometime very soon, but don't give it to him until the 8 weeks are there and done.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to give you my number. I want to hear you read it to
air,
me
Dr.
because
Pat.
I'm
Dr. Pat.
What,
Dr. Pat? We can't give numbers on the air. We can't do that. If they want to contact you, they're going to have to go through info@drpatallen.com.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you hear what she said?
Yes.
I want to hear what the letter says.
Okay.
You see?
Yes.
Okay, well then, good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller, again. If you want to reach out to join a group, or one of the elite groups, you can reach out to Sue at info@drpatallen.com. That's how you can make contact. So, that being said, I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us to be here with you each and every week and remind you that the number is 2-3-5. Now then, Dr. Pat, let's see if we've got anybody else in our phone line. We do.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're very welcome. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Oh, there's Brian.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Last weekend with your three or four women?
Only one, but she did fly in from out of town, and I thought it went pretty well. We definitely had some chemistry, and I definitely liked a lot of things about her. The bigger problem is that geography. She's going to be moving further away in about a month, and she's got family health issues to deal with. I have those too. So, but we're going to talk later tonight and see where things come together. So I almost think in some ways we might be a better match in years than now after some family stuff is taken care of.
You might have a long distance relationship where you see each other once a month on a weekend. You fly there or she flies here.
That's possible. We did discuss that a little bit. That's not really what I want, but I do think she is a quality person. I wouldn't say no to that, but I'm certainly going to keep my eyes open.
I just want to make sure I put in my 25 cents worth, because long distance relationship is a way to help chemistry stay at a high level, because you don't get worn out with your chemistry. In other words, every time you meet, it's one of the benefits of not living together. Like, you know, he's in the army or he's in medical school or whatever. And so there's an automatic geographic separation, which does let the body rev up chemically.
That could certainly be a positive. She actually is in the military, and I've heard other military people talk about it like that. It's almost having many honeymoons a year.
I'm telling you that, but it's scientifically grounded. See, we're built to be Neanderthals and not see each other every day. We're built to go hunting for our food and our plants or whatever we're doing. The fact that we spend so much time together dulls down our responsiveness.
Okay. So that's definitely a benefit to a long-term thing. And I mean, after spending a weekend with her, you know, I definitely have an idea that she's a very quality person, and as I get older and she's a little bit younger, that's something I see as positive, as well as her being in the medical part of the service. I don't know, she's got a lot in her corner, and we certainly had fun, and we definitely researched chemistry, and I made sure things didn't go too far, and I said that out at the beginning. She was very thankful for the communication at the beginning, you know, which is something I know you preach about, not having sex the first time.
Sex is everything you taste, touch, smell, see, and hear. Making love is more than sex. Making love is tasting, touching, smelling, seeing, and hearing with somebody you feel spiritually in love with. Making love is not having sex. People that have sex burn out in 3 years. People that make love, especially if they're men who don't want to own Kaiser Pill Pumping Company, they stay with the woman they're in love with because their body continues to respond, barring some horrible medical problem.
I just want my 25 cents in.
What?
Well, that's good. But I did assure her that I didn't want to have intercourse that first weekend, and that made her feel much more comfortable, and she said it at least a couple of times.
I know that. That's the benefit of Pat Allen.
Well, I know it. The bigger benefit is when you get to talk to her.
I love the magazine that had a dating service in it, nameless. I don't remember what the name was. And it said, "Wanted, a Pat Allen lady." How do you like that?
I've certainly dated a few Pat Allen women, and there's some wonderful ones out there. It hasn't materialized into into anything yet, but I would certainly be open to it if the opportunity presented itself. Again, somebody who was really doing your stuff, but I know it's a challenge.
Okay. Well, I am proud of what you did, and I'm happy you listened to what I said, because it's a major issue in long-distance relationships, but it has a lot of good to it as well.
Okay. Well, I'll certainly keep that in mind and continue to get to
Very
know her.
Good.
She's not moving for about a month, and she's not too terribly far away now. So there may be one more time where we could get together before she makes a big move. But she also said she would be willing to do some travel. She does a ton of travel as it is.
Do you understand? And I've just given you my lecture on the benefits of that long distance.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm going to reconsider it now based on I'm going to reconsider that now based on what you said. I appreciate it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Call again.
All right, thank you, Dr. Pat. Bye for now.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Okay. Interesting.
I really like doing that. What?
I dated a gentleman who was in the military, and of course, it was long distance. He was deployed several times. I didn't take away from our relationship. Kind of added spice.
Yes. So I got my 25 cents in.
You did. It was a good 25 cents, too.
Okay.
So we've got some more callers coming in. Ronan at the Switchboard Dealer, LA Talk Radio, takes such good care of us. And if you want to listen to our archives, it's LATalkRadio.com and find us. You can find us. It's Empowered Communications on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Now, hello, caller. You are live with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hello. This is Audrey. And my question for Dr. Pat Allen today is me and my boyfriend, we've been dating for about 7 months now. And I recently found out that I have love addiction. And although it's been challenging, we really want to make it work. But the most challenging part, I think, is that I require constant reassurance. So my question is, can you give us some helpful advice so I can recover while at the same time making the relationship work?
What are you asking me? Did you say you have an addiction?
Yeah. That's right.
To what?
It's a love addiction. So, like, I just want to be around him all the time and just, you know.
Oh, you have an addiction to your boyfriend.
Yes.
Well, everybody has an addiction to the chemistry that is created by being in the area of 30 inches of somebody you have chemistry for. What
okay.
do you do about your addiction? Do you call him? Do you mother him? Do you get mad at him when he doesn't do what you want?
Yes, I do get mad at him when he doesn't do what I want. I just want him to tell me all the time.
Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
I haven't yet, but I do have someone that recommended it.
It shows. And the fact that you don't realize that chemistry is what keeps you together, but negotiating boundaries, time, space, money, and play have to do mm-hmm. with, do you want to be respected as a mother figure, or do you want to be cherished as a loving woman by the man you choose to be with? Which do you want, respect or cherishing?
Well, cherishing, for sure.
Okay. Now, if you want cherishing, you have to give him respect. And respect is, raise your right hand, please.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you in a relationship of commitment to this man now?
Yes.
Are you his girlfriend? Is he your boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay. So raise your right hand.
Okay.
I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect my boyfriend's wants.
To respect my boyfriend's wants.
Thoughts.
Thoughts.
Opinions.
Opinions.
About how much time he wants from me.
About how much time he wants from me.
About whether he wants me to contribute money to our relationship.
About whether he wants me to contribute money to our relationship.
Have you already had intercourse with him?
Yes.
Okay. And you promise to be monogamous?
I promise to be monogamous, yes.
Continuous on a schedule that he wants.
Continuous on a schedule that he wants.
And is aiming towards marriage. Are you aiming towards marriage or not?
Yeah, I am. And I think he is too.
Now, have you discussed monogamy, continuity, and longevity with him already?
We have. You like, Dr. Pat, do you mean as in like what we want long term?
No, I mean how many times does he want to see you a week? How much money does he want you to contribute to your dates? What does he want? Because the only way a man can cherish you is if you respect his wants. Does he do anything you don't like?
Yes.
What?
I feel like he doesn't plan for our future.
I've got news for you. You already said you promised that you've... How long have you dated him?
7 months.
How much?
7 months.
7 months. Are you ready to ask him to be engaged?
No. Not right now.
Why not?
Because I just want him to feel comfortable with me and want me the
same way. He can't. Wait a minute. Is your mother a man or a woman? Does your mother respect your father? Does he cherish her?
From the relationship.
Are they together? Are they together?
No.
They're divorced?
He passed away a while ago.
Died. Is your mother alone now?
No, she's married.
And is she married to a man that respects her or cherishes her first?
None of those, unfortunately.
What does she do with him?
They just live separately in a way.
Okay, so you want to set your relationship up like that?
No.
Does your boyfriend do anything that you have to call the police for, a doctor, or a lawyer to sue him? Does he do anything immoral, unethical, or illegal?
No, he doesn't.
Then what would be the reason you wouldn't be his cherishable partner instead of his mother?
Because I just can't trust that he loves me the same way that I love him. So I feel like I want to.
Mm-hmm. What you want? You want to be respected. You want to make the laws.
Okay. It's something I'm working on, yes.
Okay. How are you working on it?
Well, I try to spend time with myself instead of him, so that way I can just
be comfortable. No, that's called getting used. No. Mm-hmm. I want you to read my book, Getting to I Do, and I want you to decide if you want to be cherished, you've got to respect him, unless you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer to sue him. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, would you please start it this week? Start the book and read the book this week and let him tell you what he wants and you tell him yes or no. You're in charge of yes or no. He's in charge of I want.
Okay.
Your mother was in charge of I want, right?
Yes, she was.
Okay. If you want to be like your mother, don't call me again.
Okay.
Because you said you wanted to be cherished. And I'm teaching you how to do it. After you read the book, you'll understand more.
Okay.
Okay, good luck. And practice doing it his way. He gets to decide how many times he sees you, and you just get to say no if it's too much.
Okay.
You have the veto right. He has the request. Will you do that?
Okay. I will.
That's what the book is about. Good. Good luck. Read the book.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
Good luck. Good luck.
All right. So I'm pretty sure we've got some more callers. We had quite a few in our queue, and so we're just going to let Ronan get us one. Again, if you're interested in signing up for one of our groups, our elite groups or our other groups, you can reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com. Caller, you're live with Dr. Pat in the hot seat. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat. I called last
week. Hi there.
Hi. So you told me to tell the guy that I was dating to text him. And if he texted me that I'm not going to respond to this anymore, but unless he calls me, something like that. Anyway, we didn't have to do that because we actually met and spoke. And, you know, he's out of a 20-year marriage. He's been divorced for 2 years. And he told me that he's not interested in doing the work. And then he and I are not in the same place. And, you know, I told him I'm headed for marriage. And he...
Good. I'm glad you did what I said.
Yeah. And I told him that I couldn't see him anymore. I made sure I looked good, smelled good, tasted good, because we did hug and kiss afterwards.
Very good. You were affectionate.
Yes. And so what I wanted to ask you, because I told him he could call me, and he's been texting me good morning. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Should I respond?
He is courting you to keep you in his harem. Are you happy in his harem?
I don't want to be in his harem.
Then would you please not answer his phone unless you want to relate to him monogamously, continuously, as long as he puts a ring on your finger and starts working towards marriage?
Okay, so do not respond to his text messages anymore.
But let him know that you're not going to do it. He's not honoring your needs, so you are not going to be receptive to his stimulating reach outs.
Right.
If he said, okay, I'll get engaged to you, would you do it then?
Yes, of course I would.
I mean, is he marriageable to you?
Well, I don't know how compatible we are. You know, he likes to drink. And
how long have you dated him?
We were dating for 2 months. And he was
okay,
not
so that's
me.
Just the beginning.
Yeah. He wasn't calling me. He was texting me.
Okay, he wasn't calling you, so that isn't very, very physically sensitive. So
no, it's not.
Your boundaries are you ready to tell him, if I don't feel cherished when you call me, when you date me once a week, when you work with me, talk with me about what you want in the future, marriage, when you don't do that, I don't feel cherished. So unless you do it, I will not date you. I will not answer.
Well, I, you know, interestingly enough, I asked him, I go, do you want to be respected or cherished? And he said,
good girl, good girl.
He said he wants to be cherished.
Okay, then he needs a girl that wants to be respected, and you don't want that. You both are girls.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So what you say to him is, you have a right to want a mother, and I have a right to want a man, but we're not compatible. So unless you are willing to work as a man with me to keep me cherished, I do not want to answer your calls.
Well,
your
text messages. Yeah.
Yes. So I don't want to text at all. I'm not answering to texting.
Okay, so I told him I like getting his good morning text messages, and I think that's why he's texting me.
I know that, dear, so why don't you not do that? Good morning is not enough to build a life on.
No, I agree with you.
So are you willing to tell him what?
My problem is that when we first kissed, I had electrical pulses go into my body, and I can't. Like, I have this strong chemistry with him.
I fully understand that. Do you want him as a lover, not a husband?
I want a husband.
Well, then you don't have sex with him because you're giving him a free girlfriend.
He has not gone below the belt. There's nothing happened.
I understand that. He hasn't asked you out yet.
No.
So are you willing to give him, you've been with him 2 months, right?
Yes.
Only on texting.
Well, we've gone out about 6 or 7 times, and he's called me once.
Wait a minute, that's what I wanted to know. You've kissed him when you were with him?
Yes.
Well, it sounds like in 2 months, he's dated you once a week.
Yes. About that, yeah.
Well, is that not enough?
No, that's fine for me. Like, I agree with you. You know, the distance does create chemistry. If we got together, I wouldn't need to live with him. I don't need him to take care of me. You know, like, I like my space. He eats meat, I don't. He drinks, I don't. So, like, I don't want to be in that kind of environment. But I like the idea of being able to see him maybe once or twice if we start having sex, maybe twice a week. And I'm okay with that.
And you're having it now?
We're not having sex. No, we have not had sex. No.
Okay. Do you want to be bonded to him so that you can't date other people who fit you better?
Well, I know. And that's why I told him I couldn't see him anymore, because I told him I'm bonding to him, even with the affection that we have. And I try
that's
to date
right.
other people.
Darling, it's affection gets heavier as it gets closer to intercourse. You're on the way
to making
love. Okay.
I know, then. And I know he's feeling it too, because every time we kiss, he has to pull away because it's too intense for him.
I appreciate that. So are you willing to get a promise ring from him which says you're on the way to a wedding?
Yeah, but I don't think he wants to get married because, you know, he was in a terrible marriage.
Well, then, if he doesn't want to get married, how old are you?
I'm 51. He's 57.
So are you wanting to get married now or next century?
I want to get married within a year.
All right. Then would you please say, I will consider dating you if we're engaged?
Even after
and
two
married
months of dating.
In a year. What?
Even after 2 months of dating.
Yes, 2 months of dating. We're talking about somebody that's not dating you the way you want.
Exactly, right.
So, and dating you the way you want is working on loving each other and calling each other, where you hear voices instead of texting.
Yes.
You set the boundaries. Okay. Are you willing to set the boundaries or find somebody else?
I'm setting the boundaries, and I already told him that I've dated other people, but I keep coming back to him. And
Darling, would you please stop going back to him unless you want to be engaged to him?
Okay, so what should I say?
You should say, this is not enough for me, so if you want to date me the way I feel good, you will get engaged to me, and we will work on building a marriage.
Okay, this is not enough for me.
You're giving him a free wife, free girlfriend, free lover.
Okay, so what should I say? This is not enough for me.
And you have the right not to want me. But I'm not getting enough cherishing unless I'm engaged to you. He said he wants to get married, but he doesn't act like it.
No. He said he could in the future, but then when we sat down 2 days ago, he said that we're not in the same place. You know, like, he's just
getting
his...
Well, that means he doesn't want to get married and you do.
Exactly.
Well, that's where you're not compatible, so please tell him you're not compatible, and so therefore you're not going to date him anymore. And don't answer his calls and don't do anything. Go get somebody else.
Okay, so should I just not respond to his text messages anymore?
Have you told him you're not going to date him?
Yeah, I've already told him I'm not seeing him anymore.
Okay, then you've done that part of it. You do not answer. Block his calls.
Okay, so don't answer his text messages anymore.
No, because he didn't negotiate with you in the 2 months.
Right.
You need to be cherished.
Yes.
He wants to be obeyed, even if you don't like it.
And he actually wants to be cherished, too.
That's too many girls, even gay girls, even lesbians. There's the butch and the feminine.
Right.
Men is top man, bottom man.
So, you know, I'm 51. When does my testosterone start to kick in and I start to become more masculine? Because I don't feel masculine. I feel very feminine.
You're not. No, dear. Your masculinity gives men free girlfriends, free wives, free love. You've already demonstrated your masculine. You're his mother.
Okay.
Are you his mother?
I'm not his mother, no.
Do you ask him to do things?
No, I have not. I've always waited for him.
Okay, that was very good, but did you get the job done?
No, I did not get the job done.
then you didn't get to be his mother, and you don't like that. I don't want you to be his mother. I want you to find a man that wants you to be his woman, not his mother. Right.
Okay,
have you got your direction?
Yeah, so do not respond to his text messages anymore and just block him.
Yes, and start dating other men and make sure you don't get far along romantically unless you feel cherished.
Okay, got it.
Don't be kissing people that you don't know.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Got it?
I got it. Got it.
Good. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank Bye-bye. You, caller. Okay. Wow. I was just chatting with Bruno on the switchboard, and he tells me we've got more calls, which is awesome. So we're going to do that. By the way, the Want Institute is a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation. Hi, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. I was rejected after a high bi letter. So.
Oh, okay. Somebody said, no, I don't want to be in a committed relationship with you.
Well, not necessarily directly like that, but I got, I got a non-answer, basically.
Well, if you got a non-answer, you got a no.
Yeah, so I got a, can I take my time to answer
Can we
this?
Be friends? Can we be friends with perks?
Hmm. So, anyways, it's
Did
really...
Did you go as far
really...
as sex with him? Did you have intercourse with him?
Yeah, before when we were in a committed relationship.
And that, my friend, glues your body with oxytocin, the cuddle hormone, and makes it almost an addictive relationship.
Yeah, it's quite painful, and I do not enjoy the pain.
All right, so would you please commit to no penile insertion in your mouth, anus, or vagina, unless you are happily committed to a man that's monogamous, continuous, and is working towards marriage or mating? Do you want to marry legally, or do you want to mate non-legally?
Yes, and if I would have stayed
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
Which do you want?
Marriage.
You want legal marriage, because I have
Correct.
No problem with non-legal, as long as you're engaged. Did you see that darling police officer that died because of the riot?
Yes.
Did you hear what they call her?
No.
Lifetime companion. They were not married. They literally on TV said she was his lifetime relationship.
Mm.
And I like that. If you don't want to legally marry, then you want to mate, which is monogamous, continuous, and long-term. So I heard it on TV, CNN.
Okay. No, I'm aiming for a symbol on my finger to represent.
No, the symbol is the engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
When you mate, you wear an engagement ring. When you marry, you wear both an engagement ring and a wedding ring.
Yes.
So do you want to mate or do you want to legally marry?
Legally marry.
All right. Therefore, the boundary is you do not get too romantic with him. You do not have sex, which is taste, touch, smell, see, and hear, because it turns you on, and then you may give him intercourse, which hopefully is making love or just giving him a free job.
Mm-hmm. And if I would have stayed with the man I sent a high bye letter, he would have married me. But I made the mistake of ending it.
Do so you want to send him another letter that you made a mistake?
I can do that. I didn't know I could send two letters.
All right, then write the hi-bye letter, except you'll say, I didn't realize, the first paragraph, I didn't realize. How did you learn that you cared about him?
Well, when my father passed away, we separated, and I after I processed that grief, and then my friend was killed. It was a rough year.
Oh my.
So after I processed those
so
griefs,
what you're saying,
then
you lived
I started
through some
I
death. You started
yes.
missing him. Okay.
Yes,
well,
when I finally processed
I
all
you,
of that.
Would you please that's I hear. Write down the first paragraph is write down what you liked about him when people weren't dying around you.
Okay.
Did you date him pleasurably before your dad died and before your whatever else happened?
Yes. Yes.
Would you please remind him?
Yeah.
Yes. Would you please remind him that you enjoyed that time in your relationship?
Okay.
The second paragraph is the pain of realizing that the death of your father and who else?
My friend.
Your friend and my father dying literally jarred me out of our relationship. And I made a mistake and terminated you.
Okay.
I now realize I made that mistake. And I want you to know that I'm available to you if you want to date me.
Okay.
Thank you. Here's the last paragraph. Thank you for reading this painful letter.
Okay.
And I accept your decision. Yes or no. You know, I accept that you may or may not want to date me. But I want to write this letter to let you know I am available to you.
Okay.
That's the hi-hi letter, not the hi-bye letter. You'd already did the hi-bye letter.
Yeah, and it didn't work, so...
Oh, it did work. You got rid of him.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to do that. But he had written.
No, he had written me. You did want to do that, but you made a mistake. That's what you're going to admit.
Okay.
I made a mistake when I terminated you, based on the pain of my friend dying and my father dying.
And so I wait the 8 weeks to send it.
No, you don't wait the 8 weeks. He's not thinking of you. You terminated him. You're sending this letter now.
Okay. So I just sent the hi-bye letter 6 weeks ago.
I know that, but you already realized you made a mistake.
Yes.
This letter overrides that letter because it admits you made a mistake.
Oh, okay.
Are you willing? Do you want to do that?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I either need to know that he's going to consider it's too painful for me. I don't want to keep going through this pain of...
All right. So would you please find out, and if he doesn't answer or if he says no... Like we said in the letter, thank you for reading this letter. And whether you say yes or no to dating me, I appreciate what we had, and I accept your saying no if that's what you feel.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yeah, I can do that. And do I date in the meantime?
I've been dating in the meantime.
Okay. And I don't, okay. What is, I know, I, okay. I hear you saying, like, when women get older and men get older, we switch into the different male and female roles.
I understand that. Well, when you switched, it was because you were being painfully tortured by nature with your father dying and your friend dying.
Yes.
And you were not in the mood to be with somebody that might die on you too.
No, I didn't have any space for anything.
The point is you made a mistake, and so admit your mistake, please.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do that.
And offer him availability if he wants it. If he doesn't want it, you wish him well.
Okay. And then eventually it'll get easier.
Yes, it will. But you'll at least get the answer yes or no.
Yeah, I need that because it's just too painful.
Well, you made a mistake.
Yeah.
You're now making an amends for your mistake. That's okay.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, that makes sense. That feels good. I will do that. And
good.
I can send it
good.
Anytime, right?
Yeah, anytime.
Okay. Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Call us back and let us know what happened.
Okay.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, so what I was thinking is, the One Institute is a 501c3 non-for-profit organization, and your donations are 100% tax deductible. That's how we stay on the air, serving the community. And we have some really great donors. Some of them want to remain anonymous. And so I'll just say with that, completely tax deductible. And we have more callers, Dr. Pat. So exciting.
Good.
Caller, you're live with Dr. And you are in the hot seat. What's that? Oh, no. Callers. We don't want to talk to your voicemail. That's boring. We want to talk to you. So make sure you pick up if you don't recognize the number and you were in our queue. Because Ronan will be calling you back. So he's going to work on getting us another one, Dr. Pat. Very excited.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're live with Dr. Pat Allen in the hot seat. Do you have a question?
Awesome. Yes, I do. Hi, Kelly. Hello, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
the same question. So a very nice man went on 2 dates with me, and it's been 3 weeks since our last date, and he texts me, and
he texts you how often?
It used to be every day. Then, and I called about this a few weeks ago, I told him that I really appreciate your texts, but I would prefer a more sensual way to communicate, and I meant talking.
Very good. Did he do it?
He did, yeah, he did. And then another time,
so far so
we talked,
good.
Yeah, so that time we talked for about an hour. Then another time, what did I say? Said something along those lines as well, and we talked again. And he keeps texting me still. He didn't call. And now he...
So do you want to tell him, I appreciate your texting, but it's not sensitive enough for me. I don't feel close. So I'm not going to be answering your texting anymore. I will only answer your phone calls.
So I can't say that? Because last time you said I communicated a want and it was too masculine.
You can make a what?
You said that I asked him for like a want and it was way too masculine. So I thought I can't ask for anything anymore.
I understand you didn't say what you wanted. You said, I don't want to answer any more texting.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Okay.
You're saying
yes.
No. you telling me that the texting is not feeling centered, it's not cherishing enough, and so you're not saying what you want, you're saying what you don't want. I appreciate your texting me, mm-hmm. but it is not feeling, it doesn't feel affectionate, it doesn't feel loving, I don't feel cherished. So I'm not going to be answering your texting anymore, only your phone calls.
Okay.
Are you willing to do that, or are you willing
yes.
to accept just the texting?
I can't take the texting anymore. It's driving me crazy. And another thing
okay.
that he's doing, he lets me know what he's doing. The last text he sent me a pretty picture of a lake where he was biking, and he said, "My midday ride to the lake, very warm and pretty." And I just answered back, "This is very beautiful." Like, what else am I going to say? I can't have these full-blown conversations over text.
I understand that. So now you know that you have run against the wall of your own feelings and that you've got to speak up.
So. Yeah.
So please feel free to do it.
So now do I wait for another text, or can I just send him a message before he texts?
No, because if you reach out to him, you're asking for what you want.
Oh,
he may have
already
dumped you. So when he calls you, you say,
"Possibly,
I have something to say that is significant for me. Are you willing to hear me?"
Uh-huh.
And then you say, "I appreciate your texting me, but I don't feel cherished by it. So I'm not going to answer texting anymore. I will only answer phone calls."
Okay.
Now, I'm speaking sideways. Now, wait.
Uh-huh.
Texting is good for saying, "There's a car accident on the freeway and I can't get to you." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Texting is good for giving
data,
information exchange. But we're talking about romance. We're not talking about that. Okay. I wanted to make sure you knew that.
Yes. Yes. No, that part I understand. And I did say to him when we talked, I said, and another thing is during texting, things get lost. There is no tone of voice. So it's dangerous kind of. There's a lot of room for miscommunication and texting.
I understand that. But have you got what you needed today?
Yes. Yes, I think so. And I'll just do that because another thing that drives me crazy is it's been another 3 weeks since our last date. And he did say he wants to take it slow and he doesn't want to get burned.
He has a right to 8 weeks from every contact, but you have to keep on dating other people while he does that.
I do, and I did go on a date. A man asked me out on a date, and I think, chemistry with this man is so strong, the other one might as well be made of
plastic.
Dear,
if mm-hmm. you have time to be impatient, you are really being neglected. You want to be passive, patient, and vulnerable, but if he's not reaching out to you and cherishing you, you're just going to get angry and ruin it anyway.
That's true. Yeah, well, I don't want to be angry because now I'm just confused and mildly frustrated.
I want you to let him be the leader of planning your dates at this time,
mm-hmm.
you see? But but say what I said because you said it to me.
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay.
All right. Good luck.
I'll have to listen to this. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Seattle. Bye-bye. All righty. I think we've got some more callers, and this is a fun night.
Bring them all up.
Let's do it. We are working on it.
A lot of good tools being discussed here.
There are. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, hello.
Yes, I do have a question. I'm just going to turn off the radio.
Okay, turn off the radio.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Okay. Hi, I'm calling because I want to know, is it okay for me to repost my profile after a man breaks up with me because he wants kids and I can't have them?
He wants what?
He wants children. I can't have them.
Oh, I see. Have you told him that? Have you said I cannot have children? And does that make me ineligible for a relationship? Do you know? See, if you start demonstrating, has he been notified that you can't have children?
Yeah, I notified him as soon as he told me he wanted to be in a committed relationship because I met him online and on his profile, he said that he wanted kids. And I told him that
Okay, and what did he say to that remark?
He said he was okay with it. He said he still wanted to be in a committed relationship.
He wants that more than he wants kids. So why would you date other people when the man didn't say goodbye?
But he did. He just broke up with me 2 weeks ago. The Friday after
he said it. No, I don't know that. What did he say when he broke up?
He said that he realized he wanted kids. He said, I have to break up with you. And he said,
Did you say what for?
Yes. Yeah, I thought he was joking at first, but he was very serious.
And what did he say to your question?
He said he wanted kids, and he said I said to him, I told you I couldn't have kids when you asked me to commit to you, and he said, I know, but I changed my mind. I realized I really
want
children.
Therefore, you've already done you're denegotiating your commitment, so you are eligible to date other people in front of him.
Okay.
So back on the dating service.
Yeah, it's really hurtful.
I want, darling, please do not give a man a free girlfriend unless that's what you want. Do you want to be a free girlfriend to a man that's looking for a woman to have kids with?
No, I don't. Nope. I don't want that at all.
Then would you please not respond to any reach out? Because if you guys loved each other, you may be bonded to him. How old is he?
Yeah, I am. He's 50, and so am I.
So he's becoming more feminine chemically, and therefore he may be bonding to you, which means you're entering a bonded relationship going nowhere.
Yeah.
Please do not make that mistake.
Okay.
This is why I'm so hard on having intercourse when it's so bonding.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand that. And we didn't have intercourse until he gave me a
but
ring.
But you had chemistry.
We have lots of chemistry, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's on the way to intercourse. But once you go that far, you're in trouble, and that can take up years of your life. Please.
Yeah.
He's not eligible.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Good luck. Good luck.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Bye-bye.
Update us. Okay. I believe we've got another caller getting lined up in our queue. And we are outputting some major information tonight, Dr. Pat. We are moving through it. Caller, you are live on air. Do you have a question?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. Hi. I'm not sure which one to ask you because I got a couple.
Maybe ask both of them. Maybe ask both of them.
Okay, I'll see if that works out. Great. My first question is, I'm renting a room from this guy, and he's locally gone all the time. And
wait a minute, is this guy a boyfriend?
No, not at all.
What is he?
He's a man I rent a room from that is a friend of the family.
Okay, he's just a business connection.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have chemistry for him?
I don't like him at all.
Do you not like him? Is it negative?
Yes, it's negative. I want to move out.
Then why are you calling me about moving out of the room?
Well, I want to know if I handled this well, or I
Did you already tell him you don't want to rent his room?
Not yet. A conflict erupted 2 days ago, and that's what I wanted to check with you about. If I handled
What conflict occurred?
He texted me, my brother's coming over to spend a couple nights there. He has the key. He'll just let himself in. And I'm here by myself.
In a two-bedroom? What have you got?
Yes.
Are you renting a two-bedroom, a bedroom out of a two-bedroom apartment?
Yes.
Is he in one bedroom and you're in the other bedroom?
Yes, but he's mostly lives on a ship all month.
Okay, so he's not there much, but he's giving keys to a strange man to live in his empty bedroom.
His brother, yes.
I don't care what, it's a man.
Right, so I let him know I felt uncomfortable with that, and I said, I will see about staying at a hotel. I said, you have every right to make that agreement with your brother, but I feel uncomfortable, and so I will see about staying at a hotel. Would you be willing to adjust the rent for that?
Beautiful. What did he say?
He said, no, you're already getting a good deal. I'm never there. My brother is a good guy. He wouldn't do anything to hurt you.
All right, so he came across with, he's my brother, and I guarantee he's a good man. And are you getting a good financial deal?
Yes, but I felt this conflict makes me not like him.
Do you have to like your landlord?
No, good point.
Do you like your money in your pocket? Or giving it to him?
Yeah.
Then I suggest you take care of yourself.
Okay. So my response is I started looking for another room to rent, and I just said, okay, I don't feel good about this, but okay.
You already told him the answer.
Yes.
But that's fine. I like it. I like it that you told him that you're uncomfortable with him dumping his brother in his room, but I like it that you accepted the reality that it was maybe a good deal financially.
Yes. It just alarms me that,
You're not his sister.
Right. Okay,
He was caught between getting some money out of that empty bedroom, that's where you're at, and also letting his brother stay in his empty bedroom so that everybody got something out of this.
Well, he said, then he texted me. I said, I don't feel good about this, but okay. And he texted me, sorry you feel that way. And then he texted me again and said, my brother wants nothing to do with this, so he's not coming over.
Okay, and so you said, won.
Yeah, and so I just said, okay. So I just wanted to...
Did you say thank you? Did you say thank you?
No, I just said okay. I wasn't sure I should thank him for that.
He just booted his brother out because he was smart enough.
His brother booted himself out. His brother said, I don't want anything to do with this.
I want you to hear that the brother cherished your feelings.
Yeah, but yeah, so I felt good about the brother, but I feel bad. I don't feel good with the guy I live with. I feel good about
it. The brother doesn't have the property. You're renting property to live in. Have you found something better?
I started looking since this happened. I started looking aggressively.
I have no problem with that. But I want you to thank him, thank the brother, or thank your brother for cherishing my feelings.
Okay, I can send that even 2 days later.
Why not?
All right, I just wanted to get your...
My opinion is you don't have to like your landlord, and you don't have to like that he's putting a bedroom person into a brother in his bedroom, but it's what's in the best deal for you.
Right. All I'm checking with you is if I'm handling myself well in these uncomfortable situations.
Tell your landlord to thank his brother for considering your feelings.
All right, I will do that. I will do that.
That will hopefully be nice.
Okay. Well, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
should I ask the other question?
Yeah, please.
So I have a sponsee, and she is just a wreck about a guy, and I'm telling her to do your work, and
you have a this is your niece. This is a niece of yours.
She's a sponsee in a
sponsee in what program? What program?
Love addiction.
Love addiction, sex and love addiction. Okay, I got it now. All right, so you're being a sponsor to a friend.
Correct. And she's basically just crying, saying she can't do it. She can't do it. She can't. He's not gonna do it. He's not gonna love her. And
she is binging on her emotions.
Exactly.
But you're not a professional therapist either.
Right.
Does she have a sponsor in Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous?
Me. I'm it.
No. She's rolling over you.
Okay, so what do you suggest?
Tell her, I don't believe that you believe in my work, and I accept that, but I want you to get a person in the program, a woman that you respect.
Okay. Well,
she doesn't respect you enough.
Okay. So I told her to call you, and she called you.
Well, but I'm retired. I'm doing groups. She can join in a group.
Okay. So I have to drop her. Is there any way I could know if she respects me enough to do the work?
By telling her that you can't be her sponsor unless she does what you want. That's all.
Okay.
That's what sponsors do. Tell her she has the right not to respect you, but you can't be with her if she doesn't do what you say. That's what sponsors do.
Okay.
And she has a right not to want you.
Right. Yeah, and I don't feel comfortable just listening to her cry saying, I can't do it, it won't work.
No, dear, that's part of the addiction game.
Oh.
How long are you in the program?
I've been working with you for almost a year, but I've been in the SLAA program for like maybe 3 weeks now, very new. But I've been in Al-Anon for over a year.
Okay. You're a beginner sponsor. You're a great demonstration model, but you're a beginner sponsor. So please give this girl the choice of respecting you or replacing you. Will you do that?
Yes, and how I do that is I just see if she's going to do what I tell her to do, and if she doesn't do it,
that's
I
right.
stop her.
That's right. That's exactly right. And to remind her, she has a right to have somebody she respects. If she doesn't respect you, replace you.
Okay. Well, that explains why my sponsor dumped me then, because I wouldn't follow her directions.
Well, then guess what? You got a lesson from that lesson. So now you can be, do you have a new sponsor?
No, I've been doing your work because...
But you're not my sponsee.
Yeah, I'm in your weekly group and I was hoping that was enough. No?
Honey, it sounds like it might be. But you have to decide if you're getting your needs met, calling me and being in group with me.
I do feel that way, especially when my sponsors are telling me to go out and help people is the solution. When from you, I'm getting the solution is not to be so overly doing for other people.
That's exactly right. And that's the difference.
When I have a sponsor in the program, they're contradicting the work I'm doing with you.
You know what? Then you have to decide which way you want to go. That's really bottom line.
And I've chosen you, your work.
Well, then would you please just work with people that do what you say because you want to replace, you want to demonstrate what you've learned from me. And I appreciate you carrying the message.
Okay, I'll do it. She might be listening to this call, so I'll check in with her now and see how it goes.
Good, excellent.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
All right.
Thanks so much.
You're
all right.
Very welcome, very welcome. Good luck.
Bye. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Bye-bye.
Okie dokie. I believe we've got some more calls coming in, which
let's
is awesome. Again,
let's handle them.
Yeah, he's getting them for us. Again, if you're interested in
your
signing up for
one. Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Did it to me again. If you're interested in joining one of our groups, our elite or our main groups, you can reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com and ask Sue to get on the wait list. Hmm. Had a couple of questions here. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
Hi. A man has been dating me for about a year. Yeah.
Whee!
I'm 34, and he just turned 50. And
okay.
we were friends. He was my boss for about a year and a half. We became friends, and I worked for him. And I love him, but I'm struggling with...
Wait a minute. Have you become committed with him?
Yes. Yeah.
And yes. Are you aiming towards marriage or mating?
Marriage, yeah.
Marriage. And have you consummated? Have you had sex, make love with this man?
Yes. Yeah, we've been in a committed relationship for a year now.
So what's the problem now that I've got the overview?
Yeah, so he needs a lot of space. And
does that mean he can only date you once a month?
No, we date. If I had it all my way, I would see him every day. But
that's closer to obsession. Do you date him once a week?
Yes.
Does he call you on other days?
Yes.
So he meets the minimum standard for what would be called a relationship.
Okay.
Have you a need to negotiate more dates, more calls?
Yeah, and we see each other multiple times a week.
But I hear that you want more. Have you read my book?
Yes.
I give advice in the book, and it says, don't ask for more, better, different love, affection, time together, or sex, because that puts pressure on him to be somebody he's not.
Yeah.
Is what he is and who he is not enough for you?
It is. I'm struggling with it, and because I'm wanting to move towards marriage, I guess I'm feeling he originally wanted to move towards marriage, but now he just turned 50, and when he turned 50, he started having like second thoughts about everything.
I understand, because he was getting older. The point is, for what reason did you not start negotiating the marriage agreement from chapter 14 in my book, which is time, space, money, and play? What slowed you down from getting engaged?
I wanted to go through like the four seasons with him, and we at the beginning.
Oh, I see. You wanted to get engaged at the end of a year. You told him that?
I didn't tell him that, no.
How would he know that he needed to get engaged at the end of a year if you didn't tell him?
We did have a conversation in the beginning. I did say that I was looking... we did both agree that it would be moving towards marriage. It didn't have a timeline on it, which I was okay with.
Why were you okay with it? Do you not want to marry him?
Well, I guess in the beginning I was still figuring it out too. I was still figuring out if
but
I...
Yes, now I hear you're dating him how long?
It'll be a year in November. So it's not quite a year.
Are you ready to ask for an engagement ring for Christmas?
Yes, except we're starting to, like, I find myself, like, picking fights with him.
I'm hearing that you don't want to be married, and that's fine. Why don't we just terminate the relationship. I don't hear that you want to get married. And he does too.
Yeah.
What are you building with him?
I guess I feel scared to get, I want to get married. I feel scared to.
Well, how are you going to get through your scare if you don't practice?
Yeah, I guess I think that's what I'm calling about.
You know what? You can get engaged and move in together and practice being together. I don't approve of you living with him without being engaged with a wedding date.
Right.
Are your mom and dad divorced?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, my dad cheated on my mom, but my mom also, I think, withdrew from the relationship when she had kids. When she had us. So
now,
I think it was kind of
both. Do you hear how lousy their marriage was?
Yeah, it was bad.
But at least they got married and had kids. What are you going to do?
I want to get over my fear.
Then I suggest you go through it by getting engaged and living with him for 6 months. Before you marry him.
Okay. And
why not?
That feels better to me. If he's having reservations now, which I do understand,
he knows you don't want to get married. We're not talking about him.
Do you think he's just they energetically are picking up on it?
I'm telling you to make an appointment with him. Sam, I'm going to call him Sam. Sam, I want to talk to you about our plans. Is it convenient for you to hear me? Hopefully now. When? What would he say?
He would say, yeah, now.
You know what? We've been dating almost a year. And I'm in the mood to get engaged and maybe even live together to practice getting married next year. What do you think about that, sir?
Okay.
It will open the conversation. If he says, I'll get engaged, but I'm not going to live with you, until we're married. Okay. He doesn't have to live with you, but you can't live with him without being engaged with the wedding date tentative.
Okay. And what if he says, before we have that conversation, I want to stop.
Wait a minute. No. What you're doing is, you're digging up old gossip that tells you he doesn't want to get married. I already heard you say it.
Okay.
Don't put it on him. He said at the beginning he wants to marry someone, right?
Well, he did. When I met him originally, before we started dating, he said that he didn't want to get married. But then after, when him and I did start dating, he said that he's open to it.
I understand that, but you never even started wanting to get married.
Right.
So you just want a date. What are you going to do? Yeah, see, so are you willing to make an appointment that I taught you, I'm sure, and that you ask him, that you will be comfortable. You're not comfortable dating anymore. You want to be engaged and even live together if he's willing, or just getting ready to get married next year.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you willing to bring up the subject?
Yeah.
and see what he says, and then call and start moving on it.
Okay. Are there, I also was curious, I know you talk about how men start to change at 50.
Yes, dear. They start being more sensitive and they can't handle painful situations like they did when they were young. But you are becoming more masculine.
So
how old are you?
I'm 34.
Well, you're still on estrogen, but you want to just date. If you just want to date, just date. But settle this issue of getting married. You're wasting time.
Right.
If you don't want them, you don't want them. What?
Do you have a book or talk about men in their 50s? Just so I can...
Do I have a what?
Like a book or any of your talks about like how to be in a relationship
yes.
with a man in his 50s?
Yeah, here. No, my books all have everything about that.
Okay.
Here's a book that I have. It says The 40 to 60 Year Old Male, A Guide for Men and the Women in Their Lives to See Them Through the Crisis of the Male Middle Ages by Michael E. McGill, McGill, PhD.
Okay.
But the truth of the matter is it just means his testosterone's going down and he's being impacted by the effect of the estrogen in his body.
Okay.
But that doesn't have anything to do with what he's going to do with his life. He still can want to be married.
Right. Yeah, I just, my other question was, he is, like, he's going through a little bit of a midlife crisis, or he wants to maybe change careers. Like, he just seems...
Honey, that's up to who he marries. Everybody goes through changes as they grow old.
Yeah.
If you don't want them, you don't want them. If you don't want to get married, don't get married. Date people till you die.
Right. I do want to get married. I really do want to work through this fear of mine.
Then would you please open up the conversation about marriage with this man?
Yeah.
And see what he says. Will you do that?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
All right.
Okay.
Check it in with Ronan at our switchboard. Seeing what we've got shaken. I think we're good. I think we're going to have more callers. Yes. He says yes.
Hello. Hi,
caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
My question, I recently, within the last couple of months, reconnected with a friend from almost 30 years ago who's been divorced a few years.
Friend or ex-boyfriend?
Friends. We were platonic friends, just someone I've known.
Okay,
when I was
you were not.
Younger.
You did not have sex with him. Okay.
No sex. He was like a big brother because I was so much younger. Well, I was younger at that time.
I got it. So what's the question?
So we reconnected and instant chemistry. So of course,
how
you know,
did you reconnect? Did he chase you? Did you chase him?
We ran into each other and I just checked in and was like, how are you? And then that's how I found out he was divorced.
And then did he ask you out first or did you ask him?
I said,
who's the man?
Well, I'm trying not to be the man. So I said, hey, let's finish. Cause we were talking while he was working. I said, let's get together and we'll finish our conversation, catching up later. And so
you
asked me
you
out.
You said that.
I suggested it. Yes.
So I said, you said it. That how old are you?
I am 45. He's 54.
So what I'm hearing is you're starting to be perimenopause and he's starting to be periandropause. So it was appropriate that you moved on him based on chemistry. And where did it go?
So we went out the first night, about a week later, and it was instant chemistry. And of course, I did not want to have sex. And then I can sense that because he's been married for a while, he doesn't really know how to date. It's kind of awkward. So, you know, he'll call me and, you know, I'll engage. And so we have a lot of fun together, lots of passion. We were together this past weekend. Tons of passion.
Do you have intercourse with him?
I would not have intercourse because he has made it up very clear that he's not interested in a committed being exclusive right now because he's been married for so long.
Okay, okay. So he is just, are you dating two other men beside him?
I'm going to date two other men. So I'll have one
more. I want you to date three men until one of them says stop dating the others.
Okay.
He can change his mind overnight. What?
That's what I figured. So he asked me the other day, he says, every time we get really intimate and have a good time, we were together the other night for like 14 hours and we have great communication, great chemistry, we'll find
great.
Out we have more.
What did he say?
He said to me, I mean, it seems like he says, well, you know, I can't be exclusive. And I'm like, every time we have this conversation, every time it gets heated between us. And I said, what if I can't be exclusive to you? But of course he's physically attracted to me. So he wants to have sex. And
sex, you don't want to have intercourse.
Intercourse,
sex is
you're right.
Tasting, touching, smelling, seeing, hearing, kissing, hugging, you know, him going down on you, you giving him a hand job. Affection is sex. Making love is more than just affection.
Okay. So he said to me, he said, so we had all of that. And he said, I don't know. I was like, you know, we'll do that. That'll happen when it's right between us, for the both of us. And he goes, I don't know how much. It's hard for me to obviously resist you, but I cannot be exclusive. It comes out of nowhere. And so I said,
honey,
well, I have to.
What he's doing is he's warning you that he's a horny man. But I've got news for you. If that horny man wants to be your husband, he has to be monogamous.
Correct.
So what did you say to his statement?
I said, you know, I respect the fact that you and I have different, we have different agendas, and I have so much respect for you.
That's beautiful. But I want to get married. You want to get married?
I do. I said, but you know, we want two things, and I already told him that. But it always, we can be kissing and hugging. And I'm like, where is it coming from? I said, you have to know that when I'm with you,
what
I'm enjoying my time.
What he wants you to do is give him free intercourse. Don't.
Right. Okay.
What he's doing to you is he's saying, look how much fun we're having sexually, but I can't give up my right to have other women. And you'll say,
right.
I'm having fun doing this too. But I want to get married.
Okay. And even committed. I'm like, I want a committed relationship. And so he said,
That's mating.
Okay.
Mating and marriage are the same thing, except the government doesn't have a contract.
Correct. And he says, well, and he goes, you know, and selfishly he wants me and what he does. And he goes, okay, well, I have to understand.
Darling,
if you're saying,
no. He's a normal man who wants normal free sex like any animal in the pasture. And you're a virtuous woman, thank God, who wants to have fun with a nice man, but will not fall in love with him because you don't want to be bonded to him. You're looking for a husband.
Okay. Right. Right.
You got that?
I do. So what if I noticed that he's, okay, a couple things I figured out. While he does well in his profession, you know, recently divorced and had to start over, I've noticed him being frugal
And we went to dinner the first time, but a lot of times he's like, why don't you come over? Now, since he's not trying to date me, should I press him for taking me out? Or since we're friends, like,
why not?
It's just.
Are you in danger of being raped by him? Don't drink any alcohol around him.
Okay. No, I don't feel,
drink
I feel totally safe.
Mind-altering chemicals, they become horny men.
Right. So
when men drink, they become emotional women.
Okay. So can I, is it okay if I, like if he, like on Sunday, he's like, why don't you come by? Like, should I, like, or is that a bad habit to form? Since we're just friends.
It's, let me put it this way. Going over to his place is close to giving him a free lay.
Okay.
If you've got good chemistry, you can't do that.
So what do I do if he were to ask me again? Like, do I say, do I redirect and go, no?
I want you to know that if I had an engagement ring on my finger and never got married, I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to marry?
I don't know. I'm still trying to decide if I need to marry.
What I'm saying is, I want you to have honor in society. I don't want you to be a live-in girlfriend.
Okay, so marriage is on the table, yeah.
And I think that's really tempting for you to stay with him overnight when he wants diversification like most men and you're coming over for the night. I don't know if you're not going to get not raped but manipulated into sex intercourse. Once you do that, what?
No, go ahead.
I just told you, I said to you, if I had an engagement ring on my finger, I could live with you. I could come over and stay whenever you wanted.
Okay. Just say that. And do I
But you have to
wait?
Have an engage. You have to be his fiancée, not his girlfriend.
Okay. So that's not where he's at. So should I just, I mean, can I still flirt with him from time to time?
Honey, you can do anything you want with him as long as you don't put his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina.
Okay. And not to go over his house all the time.
No, I didn't say that. I said stay over the house.
Okay,
sleep
stay over.
Over.
Got it. So leave
I
it
want
a reasonable
you to
time.
Go home. What?
Okay. Okay, so go by and visit and leave at a reasonable time.
You can visit anytime you want as long as you know you're going home.
Got it. Now, what about, like, so I should not put any pressure? Like, my girlfriend's like, he should take you out to dinner. And I'm like, but he's not, we're not
no,
dating.
Darling.
Friends.
No, darling. He's your boyfriend.
Oh.
You're only
okay.
getting him to be a committed boyfriend.
Okay.
He's already ranting and raving about how he has to have other women. Let him have his other women.
You're right, Doc. I even told him, you know, I hope.
As long as you are dating him and two other guys.
Okay,
the only time
it.
You stop, the only time you stop doing that is when you have a ring on your finger.
And I should also, so I did tell him, I thought about what you said, and I said, well, you have to assume that if we're not committed, you have to assume I'm seeing someone else also.
And that's exactly right.
And so then he asked me, well, are you seeing someone? And I said, well, you know, the world is opening back up. We're just kind of coming out of a pandemic, and there will be suitors, and the one who rises to the occasion, I'm open and ready.
There's, if you don't want to be monogamous and aim towards marriage or mating, I don't either. But we have a good time.
Okay. And just
you
continue
get
to
do
have a good
whatever he's doing.
Uh-huh. So, but when I'm with him, I can play and I can kiss and I can do all that and be like, okay, well, I'm gone. We had
Except
a fight. I said,
don't let that penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina unless he's monogamous, continuous, and either is mating with you or marrying you. Have you got that?
Okay.
All right.
And then now should I, and I mean, he
I'm sorry. We're out of time. Dr. Pat, thank you so much.
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Amen to that. We love you, everyone. We'll be back next week. And until then, take good care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.